NTR.
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 Neo Think Radio Network.
NTR.
Neo Think Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com.
Today, we'll hear from an entrepreneur who not only is making our world a better place with his products, but how he is also contributing to putting people back to work. This company's products are made in the USA, and the company's name is Extreme Energy Solutions. We'll be speaking with CEO and President Samuel Burlam, and I'm very excited for this interview, and we'll be right back.
After college, I really let myself go. I gained a ton of weight, lost my self-esteem, and my career seemed to be going nowhere. But then, about a year ago, I met USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame master teacher, Soke Joe. Soke Joe runs New York Martial Arts right in the Huntington area. And let me tell you, this changed my life. I lost almost all of the weight I gained. I'm now in shape mentally and physically. And I've had 3 promotions at work since I've been training with Soke Joe. So if you're interested in self-protection, relaxation, restored self-confidence, just go to New York Martial Arts, hombu.com. That's New York Martial Arts, HOMBU.com. New York Martial Arts, 40 years of improving lives through martial arts training.
Welcome to Water2.com. My name is Tim Lambright, and I'll be bringing you products, services, and companies that have helped me, my friends, and family with great success. And I hope they help you. So let's get started. Water. I got a real attitude about water. And thus the name of the site, Water2.com. If you got any questions, contact me. Sign up for the email list. I'll keep you updated with all the most up-to-date information that I'm coming across. And I welcome you again to Water2.com, and I invite you back over and over.
NTR.
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 Neo Think Radio Network with your host, Shalene.
Here with me is CEO and President Samuel Burlam. His company is called Extreme Energy Solutions. Welcome to NTR, Samuel.
Thank you. It's great to be back on your show.
Yeah, I'm glad you are back. And, you know, I didn't want to give too much information about your company because I want you to talk about it because you know it better than I do, obviously. So please tell us about Extreme Energy Solutions and your story of its birth, so to speak.
Sure. You know, it's actually a pretty interesting story. There's a lot to tell. I'll try to give you the Reader's Digest version of it.
Okay.
You know, people have told me that I should write a book about it, and I began that journey. Basically, we start out as enthusiasts in green technologies. You know, back in 2008, fuel prices were rising sharply, hurting a lot of people at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
Our respective industries were dying because of that, where people no longer could afford our services. Our other hobby / passion and love and business of being in the race car market, we also had to institute a lot of different technology and innovation to be as competitive as the people we're racing against. And we just didn't have the resources that some of the bigger race teams had, so we're developing a lot of our own products for both fuel economy and performance. And when the fuel prices hit what they were in 2008, we decided to take a proactive role in helping the community and helping our fellow technician or construction worker and you know, our fellow commuter and business owner to try to lessen the impact of what was going on at the pump. And we decided to get involved in a program of a national think tank that had technicians and investors and inventors alike that had pretty much the same common ground, which was to get all these different alternative fuel delivery systems working in the under the hoods of cars to give everybody relief at the gas pump.
Mm-hmm.
and create some jobs and lessen our impact on the environment. That was pretty much the beginning of Extreme Energy Solutions getting born when a figure around here called Great Uncle Herb said, you know, if you boys can weld race cars at a fence post and put them together, you guys sure as hell can figure out how to make this other stuff work. And, you know, at first we were thought he was crazy, and, you know, the gentleman was right. And here we are 3 years later, you know, leader in emissions and fuel economy and performance products in a very affordable, viable way. Very sensible approach to those things. We've got four great product lines, including the Intercharger Smart Emissions Reducer, which is the leader in the product line. And it's been one of the most well-accepted fuel economy emissions equipment in mainstream by a small entity. And we're very proud of the fact that we're able to refine the business model and the business practices and really clean up the industry on the way it approached the customer piece and the technical piece, providing people with quality product with no overinflated promises and, you know, undersell, overdeliver, and that includes right. Not just with our customers, but our investors and the general community that we reside in.
Who uses your product? Like, could you give us an example of who would use it and how would it benefit that person or that community?
Right now, we have a lot of municipalities embarking on using the product. They're using it for fleet management systems to be able to reduce the amount of money that they're spending on fuel. They're also mm-hmm. using it for their compliance needs to meet the demand of lessening their environmental impact according to the retrofit laws that are in place by federal EPA. So they're doing it to lessen harmful emissions, get the fuel economy. We have business fleets that are also taking part in a lot of programs with us with the same initiatives. Plus, with the business fleets, they're looking to lessen the maintenance on their vehicles and increase the lifespan of those engines so vehicle replacement can have a longer spread between when they retire their fleet vehicles and replace them with new ones. We also have we're approaching the locomotive market, the freight locomotive market.
Oh, so my gosh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and we're okay. Some of the first people to be able to do that. We're
wow.
also we're also dealing with smaller entities and commuters as well, performance people with custom hot rods. We actually are going to a car show, and we've got two back-to-back car shows that we're going to be participating in for the hot rod market.
Wow.
You know, it's pretty much anybody that wants to lessen their impact on the environment, lessen what they're paying at the pump, people that want to protect their investment, their car, from the garbage fuel that's being thrown at them by the major oil companies,
mm-hmm.
and be able to put people back to work in this country, knowing that that's going to happen by buying the product. So very, very
amazing.
Excited about those initiatives.
Well, I just invested in my dream car, okay? It may not be, you know, like this year's dream car, but it's a 1976 Jaguar, and they put a 350 Chevy engine in it, right, which, like, sucks up a lot of gas. Now, how would that help me? How would your product help?
Well, on most vehicles, what our data back from testimonials and third-party testing,
uh-huh.
Is shown that most vehicles will get about 2 to 3 more miles to the gallon on the
yeah.
average. Some vehicles will get a little less, some will get a little more, depending on driving style, driving habits, road conditions, and what have you. So,
right.
I mean, it's not big, big numbers that people will be getting, but they're consistent. And I'd rather
mm-hmm.
have 2 to 3 more miles to the gallon consistently more over, you know, a period of a year or 2 years or 5 years, however long you have that vehicle, then,
mm-hmm.
You know, buy some tinker toy on the internet that'll get you, you know, a one-time shot of a lot of mileage and never work again.
Right. Okay. Well, I'd like to invest in that. But as far as my community goes, we probably have about, I don't know, a fleet of 20 Department of Public Works trucks, maybe 30 police cars. So, you know, how can our listeners, including myself, participate introducing your product to their community?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. We actually have a formal report that we've done for the Township of Andover, New Jersey, which was the very first municipality here in New Jersey to participate in what we call the trial pilot program. And basically what that allows them to do is test the product over a period of a few months to see what the validity is of the product meshing with their fleet. So what we would suggest is if you were going to approach your municipality or your community, contact us for a copy of that report that will be made available public, and present a copy to their town council. Just go to the board town council meetings, attend a few of them so you get to know who they are and who the major decision makers are for both the police department and the DPW department liaison on town council.
Right.
Once you know who those individuals are, you can print off a couple of those reports and basically go to those meetings as a concerned citizen of your community, and say, listen, I've read about this wonderful product and process, so that, I would basically say to the town council, if I were the person going out and approaching them, that this might be a very viable way to consider lessening their fuel bill, which is very high for municipalities, even though they don't have to pay all the taxes that the regular folk has to pay. And this is a way for us to get our compliance plan in place for lowering our impact on the environment and improve the health quality of the people that have to work around these trucks and equipment.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, the product is made here right in the United States, putting people back to work. Don't you think that's a win-win-win? Can you please take a look at this and tell us what your opinion would be and stay on top of it and get their contact information? And that's a beautiful way to get them enrolled, because if they decide on it, they feel like they're the winners, that they're the ones that made it happen. And, you know, that's okay. Let them feed their ego. If it benefits the community, so be it. And also, you can prepare a nice follow-up letter. And if people want me to come out or one of our representatives to come out to help meet with the municipalities, they can get in contact with our office, and we'd be more than happy to do that with them. And, of course, people are rewarded upon their efforts. So,
what do you mean they're rewarded?
Well, we do have a sales commission structure that's being program that's being developed
awesome.
For referrals, people that just come in and do referrals and introductions all the way to salary and commission-based full position sales representatives.
Okay. Okay, Samuel. Well, I'm going to quit my radio job and just work for you, okay?
No. We love your radio show. Don't do that. I love NTR radio.
Oh, sweet.
and we would hate to have to see that happen.
Ah, well.
Because I'm a terrible radio host, I tell you. You wouldn't want me to.
No, you're really good on. No, you're really good on the radio, actually.
Well, I appreciate that, but I don't know about being a host. I think I'd be playing games with the phone lines and calling people up, and yeah.
Thanks. I just want to also let our listeners know. You know, there is, with our technology these days, you can go to your city council website and find out who the members are, correct? They usually have their email addresses. So it could be a very simple thing where you could just send it to them through your computer, and if they decide, you know, that they like the idea or what have you. But I kind of agree more with Samuel, where you should attend these city council meetings if you have time. A lot of these meetings are scheduled, you know, during the day, you know, when everybody works, and, you know, it's their way of just, you know, hiding a few things here and there, but what have you. But, so if you could, I have Samuel's website right here for all of you. We're going to take a short break. But in the meantime, why don't you go to his website? It's extremeenergysolutions.net. You can phone Samuel and his team at 973-209-3450. That's 973-209-3450. It's extremeenergysolutions.net. And when we come back, I'd like to find out what other amazing ideas that Samuel has. And we're here again with Samuel Berlin of Extreme Energy Solutions, and we'll be right back.
Gas prices got you down? Ready for $6 a gallon fuel? Get smart and go green with the same machine. With the Intercharger Smart Emissions Reducer, enjoy increased gas mileage, reduced vehicle maintenance, while doing your part to help the environment. At just $404 installed for most vehicles, no outrageous claims, the technology speaks for itself. We are so confident that we offer a full 90-day money-back product guarantee. Scores of vehicle owners are already seeing a tremendous return on their investment, like New York City taxi and limo owners, municipalities, and large business fleets. Intercharger Smart Emissions Reducer is recognized by the New York City Taxi and Limo Commission, the California Air Resource Board, and the Independent Testing Laboratories. And now, you can take full advantage of this tremendous technology. Call Extreme Energy Solutions at 973-209-3450. That's 973-209-3450. Visit us online at www.extremeenergysolutions.net to learn more about other vehicle owners who are benefiting from the Intercharger's Smart Emissions Reducer. 973-209-3450.
NTR. Neothink Radio Network.
Well, welcome back again. I'm here with CEO and President of Extreme Energy Solutions, Samuel Burlam, and I like to also call him my friend. You are my friend, Samuel. And before
you are too, Shalene.
Thanks, hon. Before I broke for commercials, I mentioned that you may have other projects going. Could you give us an idea of what they may be? And also, another question, do you think you'll be politically active in the future?
Let me get on to the first question, because the second question is kind of a cliffhanger. It's a really good question. First off, we do have some innovation that's kind of in the back room that we're working on. We're working with fellow fuel economy and emissions expert, Mr. Michael Holler, on some experimentive electronic technology that will be able to also enhance the vehicle. Our smart emissions reducer product, we are going to be reforming that product and re-engineering its complementary capabilities for home heating systems and commercial businesses. So hopefully not only can we reduce a little bit of what people are paying at the pump, but also offer them relief in tough times in their home without having to turn the dial down on those cold winter nights. And also in businesses. So we've got that in the works. That's some of the things in the hopper. We also have, with our Extreme Extra, which is a fuel additive product line, we have a home heating oil additive that will be unrolling within the next 6 months to a year. Formulas have already been put together and tested. Just a matter of refining some of the documentation and the marketing plan. And, it's just more improvements to our software platform. So we're not just won't have just a diagnostic platform, but we'll also have a platform that allows for vehicles to reach their peak efficiencies and kind of force the automakers into a position where they kind of have to look at some of these initiatives and really take them seriously. So that's some of the product and process that we've got rolling out. And a lot
never
of that depends
stop,
on how
do you.
No, absolutely not. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you always have to be ahead of the curve, and you always have to be creating new things. People love buying things, and they love buying new things, and the many new cool things that you have in the hopper, the more longevity you have for your business. And we also have some, we're not just about fuel economy emissions. We do have a performance toy that's going to be coming out within the next year. And it's called the Sidewinder, and it's the first fuel-efficient, environmentally friendly, dune buggy, off-road go-kart vehicle. And, it's a lot of fun. And my partner had one. He's driving around the country, one in the back of his truck. And everybody's come up to him, can you sell that? How much is that? I want
one.
And we're like, and he goes, this is the prototype. It's not for sale. He goes, everything's for sale. I want that. I'll write you a check right now. And so it's been huge. He ended up having to stop and get a tarp and cover the thing over because he couldn't go anywhere without people swarming the truck and looking at this thing. So we're really excited about all those different things. All of those products will be made here in the United States, putting people back to work.
I might want to introduce you to someone who makes who crafts handmade boats.
And that's really cool.
I bet you he could make that for you in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. We're open to those options. Now, the political piece, you know, I've been asked to run for office locally. And, you know, I've considered it, but I want to be in a position, coming from a position of community power. And that basically means having the right, being able to prove who I am in the private sector so that people really do see that I have something to offer as a community leader, not just a business leader, bringing the business platform to politics. And I know that sounds a little weird. Basically, one of my positions that I've always taken is that government should treat its taxpayers like customers. And if the customer is unsatisfied, government needs to do something about that. You know, you buy a toaster and you're unsatisfied with it, you can take it back and get a new toaster or get your money back. You don't necessarily can't do that with government. So there needs to be some sort of mechanism there. It's a check and balance for people to be able to get the most for their money that they're paying in taxes. Another thing, too, that I believe in is the value. You know, people have so much money, it's going out the door, and we're getting no value. So another piece, again, if your business is not giving value to the customer, they shouldn't be able to take your money. And I feel that about government. If they're not bringing value to the customer, the taxpayer, then they have no reason to take your money. So those have been two things that are very different than what a lot of the people in the political arena have approached. And I believe in sensible technology, and most of that sensible technology to help society and unveil it. Let it fly. Get rid of these garbage regulatory bodies that just suppress creation. Get rid of it and allow people, allow the market to dictate what's going to survive and what's not. Allow people to decide what is good for them and what's not. And let them make their own choices. They make their own choice, they're taking their own responsibility. And that's a big piece of what government doesn't do anymore. Not everybody wants to be dependent on a system. And, you know, there's a lot of people that want to be lazy and look for the handouts, and that's great. And that's awesome. But for the rest of us that are working hard to make society a better place, you know, we shouldn't have to pay that price. So, you know, a lot of shift has to happen. A very large paradigm shift has to happen in the way that we think about what government really is, because we shouldn't be working for government. Government should be working for the people. And I think a lot of our legislators kind of forgot that. And they get into a comfort zone. And I do hold the legislators and the bureaucrats and the people in government that we do business with currently to that standard, and they respond to it very well. So I think from a community role and a public role, that if we just held our people that we elect accountable, and we question everything, and we participate, and we go to town meetings, and we rally against things that we don't want as a community, they have to do what we ask them as people to do. And I've always, you know, looked at if I became someone in a position of a government elected official, that, you know, I serve the people. They are my boss. And another platform I would make is, you know, very open public forums, full transparency. I represent you. What do you want? What do you need? What do you want? What are the pre-existing conditions that you want to be able to make your community a better place? And that's, you know, so I've been asked to run by both Republicans, Democrats, independents. I've been asked to run by all the different parties. And, you know, I feel that if I am going to do that, it's got to start in my own backyard and clean house here, right in my own hometown, my own community, where our company is located, because there is a lot of arbitrary and capricious behavior that's done by people that have allowed their ego to get in the way of take care of the people and responding back to what the people's needs are. You know, county freeholder is probably something I would look at in the future. just because I have the ability to work with an entire community, not just one town, but an entire community of towns that have become very favorable to our company and our ethical business practices and our community enrollment and our company culture. So that's something that we're looking at, and you know, we haven't decided which route to go with that, but it's definitely an option. And you know, I've been looking at running under the TVP platform to be able to do those things. I've also been approached by a lot of other community interests as well that believe that the delivery system that I believe in now work for everyone. They're in a little conflict with it. So, you know, I feel that everybody can have the best of both worlds if they put their differences aside. Many parties can get together and do the right thing. That's definitely something that can go.
Well, you've got my future vote and my future business. And everyone, again, I'm here with Samuel Burlam, CEO and President of Extreme Energy Solutions, pardon me. Visit his company's website at www.extremeenergysolutions.net, or you can phone them at 973-209-3450. That's 973-209-3450. And I encourage all of you to make a difference in your community and help save some of our taxpayer dollars by presenting Samuel's product and his business to your city council meeting. Thank you, Samuel, so much. I'm sorry we ran out of time here.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be part of your radio platform. So it's always great to be part of it and be with you, you know, on these great interviews.
Thank you, Samuel.
NTR. Neothink Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com.